So first of all, I'd ask you to introduce yourself.
Mayor William H. Hollenbeck, Jr., City of Hudson.
So given what you said at the end of the meeting about how it sounded like the lawyer was saying that there's already a city provision that would make any measure like this moot, why do you think the City Council is taking time to consider this?
Well, it's a good question. I can only speak to the fact that not being part of the legislative body and not being part of the legal committee, I'm assuming that in their discussions, and certainly it's mere speculation, that they have discussed this with the corporate counsel who is present at these meetings. And it's been in conversations with her and I from a city standpoint, there's always been an understanding that the unconstitutionality of proposing this law potentially could create lawsuits for the City of Hudson.
Are there any measures that the city could take to try to protect residents and also city employees from gun violence?
Well, here's my position on that. And this comes from being a retired law enforcement officer for 21 years. I always felt that, and certainly I'm pro Second Amendment, and believe that everyone is entitled to the protections as well as the rights under the Constitution. But I always thought that in order for somebody to commit a crime, regardless of what's used to commit that crime against another, there has to be intent and there has to be opportunity. And from a local, state, and federal level, it's always been my position that we should be focusing on eliminating the opportunity more than focusing on one particular weapon of choice for somebody who has the intent to hurt someone. If we worked on the opportunity to prevent crimes from occurring and protecting people removing the opportunity for a criminal to commit a crime, and then we don't have to worry about what access to what weapons or what is in their mind and what they use, what that is. So it's always been my position that, for example, with Timothy McVeigh, who, and believe me, it's also my position that there's worse evil in this world, the Connecticut situation happens. But when you look at situations like Timothy McVeigh, who injured and killed children in a daycare center in a federal building, he had ammonia, manure, other combination of chemicals in a U-Haul truck. So again, you have intent and you have opportunity, and regardless of how stringent you want to be in protecting people from guns, regardless of what gun it is, we have to be very cognizant of the rights, the constitutional rights that are afforded to individuals, especially the Second Amendment right, which is afforded to people to bear arms.
So what do you think of the New York Safe Act?
Do you support or oppose it?
The Safe Act would have no comment on yet. Because there are some factors of that I'm interested in, and then there's others that I think I wouldn't agree with. But to come out and actually tell you whether or not, I'm a little confused with the drafting of the SAFE Act when it comes to the mental health issue, but certainly someone who believes that there isn't an infringement on the right to bear arms for an individual from a bullet capacity consideration. And I think that focus is something that I'd certainly sit at a table and discuss in regards to, how to limit that. Because certainly I don't think that, when you give 1,000 examples, but one of the examples is a duck hunter having, the capacity of rounds in a weapon that you would have if you were over in Iraq or something. I mean, certainly that's something that needs to be considered and discussed.
One last question, Mayor, just sure. About the forum here.
Yes,
a lot of people came out tonight, but only two
Fantastic.
People got a chance to speak.
Yes.
Does the city have an obligation to try to create an opportunity for more citizens to get a chance to have their voices heard when an issue like this comes up?
I couldn't agree with you more, but I can't speak for the legislative branch of government who's presiding at this function this evening, and I would suggest that maybe that question be posed to Chairman Friedman in regards to him making the decision not to have that happen.